Hey, everybody is excited about the grand reopening of the North Shore Theater. Folks are excited to see Mamma Mia, the Duluth Playhouse's show is debuting there. But they're also excited to see inside the historic building. I think everyone who saw the decline of the North Shore was sad, shook their head, said it's a lost cause. The man responsible in large part for bringing the North Shore back to its former glory and then some joins us on the phone this morning, Tim Huber. He's the project manager at Johnson Wilson Constructors. Hey, Tim, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Nice to have you along with us this morning. So this project, did I hear 19 months of construction it took to get the North Shore back up and on its metaphorical feet?
That's about right. June of 2016, we started and just are completing now.
And if I'm understanding correctly, one of the original challenges at the beginning of the North Shore was the fact that it wasn't even really stable, that it had to be shored up and reinforced because the whole building was on the verge of collapse. Is that right?
No. No, that might be a little exaggerated.
Okay.
Yeah, the building itself was actually pretty sound. We just had a roof that was leaking everywhere and causing a lot of damage inside the building.
Oh, yeah. Anybody who's had the roof leak thing in their house knows what a treat that can be. So the beautiful photographs that people have seen, and I had the opportunity to tour the North Shore and take some pictures back. I think it was in November, October, when it was still, there was still quite a bit to be done. The seats hadn't even gone in yet at that time. Now you're running around getting ready for the final big opening. As a project manager, you obviously work on a lot of different projects that have the public coming into them in one capacity or another. But is this something kind of unusual to have the public coming in and have everybody really be focusing on your work in the building itself?
Yes, it's very unusual. We normally do commercial buildings, and grocery stores and hospitals and nursing homes and things like that. Doing a theater with this much publicity and everybody looking at it, yeah, this is rare.
So you kind of find yourself under the spotlight a little bit. Obviously, as a project manager, you're the guy that's got to make sure everything's ready for the grand opening of whatever it might be. How is this extra scrutiny? Do you just have, like, more people? Have you asked for more people that you can delegate things to?
Well, I'm very lucky. We have Johnson Wilson has a great superintendent on site, Chris Bush. He's been working really hard to keep everybody going, keep everybody working as hard as they could all the way up till the end.
Wow. So you surround yourself with good people, and that's a trick right there.
Absolutely.
What would a person possibly manage touring the building, the evening that we were able to spend touring the building a couple of months ago, so many floors and so many different spaces, office space, rehearsal space, costume space, performance space. It just didn't seem to end. It was just incredibly complex. Concession areas and audience areas and public areas. How does a person keep track of all of the details? You must have some kind of secret system of organization that everyone on the planet would like to crib from you.
Well, obviously, it comes down to our superintendent again. He's responsible on site for making sure that all the contractors are doing what they're supposed to do and sequencing the work. And without him, we wouldn't have a project either. So it's a combination between the superintendent and the project manager working together, and that's kind of the secret.
When I had the chance again to tour the building, I could really tell the affection that you have for this wonderful historic site. And it was great when you were sort of shoved out of the shadows and made to talk about different aspects of the project because you could tell how much you love the theater. Are you going to be a little sad to let go of this project and to have to turn over your theater after all this time to other people and all these crowds?
Well, truth be told, you know, when you get to an end of a project like this, obviously you want to move on to another job. But this was a unique building, and it has a lot of areas that are, you know, old and historic and just are really lost timepieces from Duluth's history. So there's a piece of that that's kind of special, I think, for a lot of people that worked on the job. But, you know, we're contractors, so mostly we do our job and we get to the next project.
So your boss isn't going to necessarily be sympathetic if you want to stand in the wings and shed a quiet tear or two.
He might laugh at me.
He's going to be going, Tim, move on, guy. Come on, you got
to
move on.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me.
Job for you to do.
Yeah, exactly. Here, here's another new historic building for you to fix up and fall in love with. Tell me your favorite part of the building. So many nooks and crannies, so many fabulous historic areas. It would be hard to pick any, but tell me your favorite part of the building.
Well, the best part of the building is up in the attic because you can see the remnants of the old Orpheum Theater still up there. The gilded cornices and the lavish plaster ceilings and all the features of the old, you know, 1910 theater that still remain, although they're, you know, fairly well destroyed. They're still there. You can see them. And I think when you go up in there, it really takes you back in time, which is kind of neat. And most of the public will never get to see that, but I was lucky enough to see it. So.
Well, it's interesting because there's so much infrastructure up there. There's like the HVAC system and there's all this scaffolding, and it's a kind of a place where all of the innards of the building are run through. And yet you can see that where possible, the remnants are there. They've not been destroyed. It wasn't like, let's just get all this out of here and gut it and make room for the HVAC. It's like, we can coexist in this space together.
Yes, they did. They did a good job of that. Our mechanical contractor did a really good job inside the attic and just running all the new equipment up there.
So, Tim, do you have plans to see Mamma Mia when it opens? And will you be able to sit in the house and watch the show and relax? Or will you still be looking around kind of, everything getting, you know, we should have done... You know, are you going to be able to just sit and relax and unplug your contractor brain or not?
Good question. I don't know. I will be there tonight, and I will be able to see the performance. And we're all here at Johnson Wilson. Several of us are going, so we're excited about it. We're contractors. We're always going to look at, what did we miss?
But you're going to sit down in the seat, and you're not going to get up with a hammer and start tinkering around.
No.
Are your coworkers or your wife going to frisk you for tools just to be on the safe side when you get all dressed up and you're ready to go?
I hope not.
Tim, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. And what a wonderful, wonderful job on this theater. A huge thank you from the entire community to you and your team for making this beautiful venue happen. And thanks so much for joining us this morning.
No problem. I'm glad we could be there to help out.
Thanks. Tim Huber, the project manager at Johnson Wilson Constructors and the head of the team that has brought you the brand new old North Shore Theater.